alright, Dan.
This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
You mean I'm gonna stay this color?
Well, let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet.
Marijuana is a narcotic, medically and legally. It never did anybody any good and does everybody a lot of harm.
How does that grab you?
So I'm just trying to get a rise out of you, that's all.
A sphincter says what?
This is all your fault, you.
We're putting that bitch on ice.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We're back.
Another episode of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott. Episode 22, part one, coming at you.
God damn.
And you don't even have to click away. It's here in your face right now.
And we're redlined.
Right here, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then. That's out of sight, man.
And, dude, man, I've been jonesing for a podcast.
Me too.
It's been like a week.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I can't not podcast for a week.
I know, it sucks.
Horrible. Horrible.
Horrible.
All right, well, let's get right into it, my man.
Some of our fans, too, are jonesing.
They're jonesing, too, but we're going to give them their fix. It'll be up tomorrow. All right, well, we got some new comments on Podcast Alley, which we are 29th overall, number 8 in comedy.
Number 8? Oh, we were at 7 for a while.
Do you know who's at number 7 in front of us?
Who?
Feast of Fools, which I haven't listened to. I'm going to listen to them tomorrow. They are Chicago's gay iconoclasts.
Iconoclasts?
Whatever that means. But I'm going to check their show out tomorrow.
Yeah, nice.
Apparently, it's like one total flamer is like the MC, and then he has a bunch of guests in. So that should be fun to listen to. And it's from Chicago, man. We root for Chicago podcasts. What's the other Chicago podcast? Red Bar Radio.
Red Bar Radio, yeah. It's cool.
Let's give a shout out to Red Bar Radio and Feast of Fools and Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah.
From Chicago, Illinois, home of Michael Jordan and Al Capone.
And the Cubs.
And the socks, man.
The socks! What's up with the socks? I can't believe it. I was rooting for the Red Sox, too. I was getting everybody pissed off.
I was out of town. Did the Sox sweep?
Yeah, they swept.
They swept.
Man.
Wow, that's impressive.
They played some unbelievable baseball.
That's freaking impressive.
But, you know, I think if the Angels win, they beat the Yankees, they're going to beat the Sox.
But if you think the Yankees win, that the Sox will beat the Yankees?
Yeah, they got a good chance.
Well, that's hot. I hope the Yankees win because the Yankees, they're marquee Yankees.
Marquee.
And if the Sox beat the Sox and the Yankees?
The Yankees.
And then lose in the World Series?
Yeah.
That'll be classic Chicago, man.
Yeah, that'll be total Chicago
no
baseball,
doubt.
Football, basketball.
No, not basketball. We had Michael Jordan,
that's right.
Man, for 6 years.
Mikhail.
We would have won in 8 years. We. Look at I'm on the team.
I know. That's what everybody said. We.
The Bulls would have won it 8 years in a row if Jordan didn't get into that gambling thing and David Stern had to tell him, you need to retire. We're going to come down on you.
Yeah,
go play baseball for 2 years
or
something.
Is that what happened?
Oh, no doubt.
So they were taking some attention away from his gambling within the league.
Well, I'm sure Stern blew a phone call and he said, look, dude, we're going to have to come down on you for this gambling, you know, like Pete Rose and the baseball. So what do you want to do?
Holy shit, what the fuck are you guys doing here?
And so Jordan decided to retire. Let me try baseball. And he he didn't totally suck at that. But he took 2 years off and then he came back. And then the Bulls put the best team in NBA history together. With Rodman, Pippen, Jordan. They won 72 games, and he won 6 championships. MJ. Bulls,
that's
man.
That's right.
The Bulls.
No doubt.
My favorite Bulls memory is being at, were we at your house? And we were watching one of the playoff games, and they interrupted the playoff game for O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In his white Bronco.
You were at my house.
Yeah,
the
no
old
doubt, man.
House. The old little tiny, the tiniest house ever.
That was a
that
sweet
was
house,
the
man.
Smallest townhouse in the world.
And you fit the knob rocks in the basement.
Knob rocks in the basement. The full knob.
The full knob.
That was what, six members? Five members?
Dan, five. Five
you,
members.
Me. And the Weeders.
And plus, I always had my groupie chick there.
Five.
So that was like six all the time.
Remember that time Dan did a bong and almost threw up?
The 3 foot bong?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sweet. That was hot. Oh, and for you new fans out there, we are a band. We're in a power trio now. Rick is not here, but he left the band.
Cool.
And then he took a little hiatus, and then he came, he rejoined the band. So we had our first practice last week.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to practice tonight, but something came up. So we can get our podcasting Jones out.
No doubt, man.
Our twitch, our itch.
Yeah, I was listening to some of the old original stuff. I was like, holy shit.
Original AKC stuff?
Yeah. It's going to be a workout for you, man.
Oh, no doubt. Fucking Phil Bluss, God rest his soul.
Actually, it's pretty easy stuff. It's pretty, like, all in the box kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm all
but
in the box.
But it's a lot of picking,
in
you know.
In a steamy box.
Oh, yeah, your fingers are nice and
no
long.
No doubt. I was listening to some podcasts over the weekend.
You have some long fingers.
19 Part 2 is my favorite. Love it.
Why is that?
19 Part 2. I don't know. I think that's when you imbibed and you were just a little giddy.
What do you mean I imbibed? I partook.
Partook.
On the weed.
Partaken took.
And I was stoned to the bejesus laughing
oh, no,
my
no.
ass off. I couldn't. That was kind of infectious laughter.
All right, so we're 29 overall, 8 in comedy. Let's keep those votes coming in, fans. We are, like, jumping through the roof. We're becoming, like, superstars almost overnight, John.
Really?
Since we've gone to iTunes.
Hey, man.
Our bandwidth is, like, quadrupled. We're going to
awesome.
Have to, yeah. And you sent me, a link to a site, so we're going to have a product very soon.
Yeah, that's right.
But I still think we should order our own T-shirts. You know why?
Why is that?
Because when guests do come in, we can flip them a T-shirt. And for
oh,
our
I
special
see.
Fans, we can have a special Hot Off the Press T-shirt just for them.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we could just... Well,
plus, we have a T-shirt contest,
we
got to...
Could.
We should probably wrap that up at some point. How do you want me to do that? You want me to put a poll
what's
on our forum? And then people can vote for, like... We'll pick... You and I will pick 10 of them, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll put them on the forum in a poll form. And whoever gets the highest vote slogan, that's what we'll put on the T-shirt. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good.
I don't know.
What are you drinking tonight there, my man?
I'm drinking a Oktoberfest.
An Oktoberfest what?
It's a white Oktoberfest, Linfrid.
Linfrid? Winery?
Winery.
I'm with the standby, the standard. Can you guess what that is?
Gee,
very
let me
good.
Guess.
Very good. No doubt.
Glenlivet.
Glenlivet.
Or is it Livet?
It's making my liver. Livet. All right, then. Let's get to some comments we got on Podcast Alley. Totally awesome! That was submitted by Total Talk Rocks at somewhere.
Oh.
Then we have Awesome. That was submitted by Mazpika at somewhere. Oh, you know, I'm totally fucked up. I'm reading this wrong.
Yeah.
Mazpika submitted TTN Wunderbar Underwear. Wunderbar Underwear.
Wunderbar Underwear.
Right. Awesome. Totally
awesome.
So that
awesome. Means awesome underwear?
Yes. That means wonderful underwear.
Wonderful underwear.
Yes, because I'm fluent in German.
Yeah, we've heard that.
And then we got, for Erica, Keep On, submitted by It's Mead or It's Me Ed, whichever you prefer. Now, get this, John. We've been talking some trash about Mr. Schmooley. For one thing, he didn't show up to one of our podcasts, and he keeps blowing off his HB's blog. But we got this comment from Mr. Schmooley.
Yeah.
And help me decipher this, because I've tried to decipher it and I can't. Fire on High, you guys rock. Surprise me with more good, juicier, and interesting information. I think I am going to start a pool when you guys will be forced off the podcast waves or mysteriously disappear. Watch your back, Mr. Schmuel. Now, what's up with that, Mr. Schmuel?
I don't know.
Threatening John and Scott of AKC Total Talk Nonsense. That's whacked, Mr. Schmuel. Whacked. You don't know who you're dealing with, okay? Because, John, you're like
a hit out on him.
You're like a 10-degree black belt, aren't
you? That's right.
And the Weeders, they said they'd kill anybody for a six-pack. So
that's right.
Watch out, Mr. Schmuel. Watch your back, okay? You fuck. All right, we got an email correcting us. Not really correcting us. I think I corrected you in the podcast. But here's some backup from Mr. Matt. Hey, John and Scott, regarding 21 Part 3, John is not correct in saying that Sheena Easton played in Prince's band. She did record a couple of songs with Prince and written by him as well. The song Sugar Walls was written by Prince, created controversy over its lyrics, and is criticized by the American pressure group Family Resource Center. I'm going to have to go out and check out the Family Resource Center, see if they still exist.
Oh, yeah. Remember those guys?
And Sheena duets with Prince on You Got the Look, which makes U.S. number 2 and was also in the critically acclaimed Sign of the Times, which is my favorite Prince album. And if you get a chance, folks, check out Sign of the Times on DVD. And there you have it.
Sign of the Times?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a Prince concert video.
Never saw it.
You got to check it out, man.
Is it good?
It's totally kick-ass. The only part time you're going to fast forward is when Sheena Easton comes on. Then you're going to go, okay, chapter, next chapter. There you have it. But it's kick-ass, totally kick-ass. I've been waiting for it to come out on DVD. I hope it's out on DVD. I used to have a VHS copy, and I loaned it to somebody, then they never gave it back to me. Fuckers.
Oh, speaking of VHS, Volpe keeps calling.
About what?
Or emailing. He wants a copy of the old Exide video, which you were supposed to
make him a clip.
But give it to me and so I can...
I'll do that, but make him this deal. Say, Volpe, come in, you got to be a guest on the podcast, and then we'll give you your stupid VHS clip of...
No, I'm going to put it on DVD for him.
Oh, you're going to do that? Yeah, I don't have to do that?
No.
Kick ass, man. That's even better. All right. So make him come in for a podcast.
All right. He's coming. He said he'd come.
Now, we have two number one fans, and they're both named Mark.
Hope he wanted to sue me.
We heard that? Did we hear that
did
yet?
Did we hear that? Maybe. Yeah, we did.
He wanted to sue you for slander, right? Or libel.
Libel.
I can't remember which is which.
Libel is written. Slander is spoken.
So you spoke some nasty things about him.
Yeah.
And he
in front of everybody in the room.
Yeah.
I was kidding, though. It was joshing.
It was satire.
Him. Yeah. And I was jerking his chain, man. I was just messing with him. I don't understand why the hostility, man.
So when he comes in, we'll go through that, right?
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
We'll
bring it up.
We'll total
talk nonsense about it.
So we got two number one fans. They're both named Mark. One is from Chicago. One is from Malta.
That's right.
Right. So I just got an email.
I get them mixed up.
Actually, I'm sorry. I didn't get it. We got it from TTN.
Yeah, okay. Glory Hole Hogger.
No doubt. But Mark, I don't know if I want to say his last name. I don't know if he wants it said. But I'll just say M. Toma. He's M. Toma to you and me, John.
Yeah, Mark T.
Checking back, he got back from Vegas with his wife for 4 days. Nice. Lots of drinking and debauchery.
Debauchery.
I was listening to another podcast called Betty in the Sky with a Suitcase. It's about a flight attendant who tells a humorous story she runs into, but not the juicy stuff, like
That's
how people
idea.
Are doing it in the laboratory or the pilots are screwing the flight attendants. No doubt, because that's what John and Scott would want to hear
about.
Yeah,
right.
Now, As I was listening to your top 10 song list, I was actually reading the Blender Mag that was coming, that it was coming from. You are right on, guys. Thanks for the mention on the last podcast. Well, there's another mention to you, Mark T. from Chicago. And if we ever do get a gig, we'll let you know, and you can come check us out and meet us in person.
Yeah.
Person! Unless we're too intimidating.
We will.
Okay, now here the other mark from Malta. Now, this is an island off of Greece. I'm suffering from lack of nonsense. So much so that I've been trawling back through the old shows. I've even been listening to OPP. That's Other People's Podcast. And I've come to the conclusion that America is one fucked up country. Dignation, those guys seriously need to get out. Soccer Girl, Sam Sugar. That's podnography to you and me. And some other crap. They are so self-obsessed. Podcasting is just another outlet. Outlet for their egos. They take themselves so seriously. I look forward to your next installment. I look forward to my next installment.
Oh, yes.
Of nonsense and crap. At least it's honest crap that doesn't pretend to be anything else. And I mean that in the kindest possible way. TTN fucking A. TTN FN. What is that? FN. Fucking TTN.
Fucking.
TTN fan number. I don't know what that means.
TTN fan number.
But that's one. Mark from Malta, no doubt.
He's right, man. You know, I tell you all the time, I go around in that forum on Podcast Alley.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You don't want to accidentally say anything in there.
Why not?
People just jump all over your case.
Come on, let's go accidentally say stuff, and then we'll bring it in and talk about it.
All right.
Who jumps? Who's the biggest jumper of cases?
There's this holier than thou guy. What's his?
Well, let's call him
podcast. Is it Kick-Ass Podcast?
Kick-Ass Podcast.
I don't want to say for sure because I don't know for sure.
We're not exactly for sure yet.
Yeah, but I guess there's this one. I can't remember the name of the podcast, but like they got a call name like Goy Fire or something, and they're a total racist.
All right,
white
right.
supremacist
I've heard about them.
Podcast.
Right,
and
yeah.
There's this guy on there that this Jewish guy, I guess he's Jewish. He got all pissed off and bent out of shape about it, and he doesn't think it's right that they're putting the pod, you know, listing it in Podcast Alley, and I'm like. I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, whoever fucking owns it can do what they want.
Right.
You know, it's their goddamn website.
And again.
They can put whatever they want on there.
And again, who cares? If you don't like it, don't fucking listen.
Don't bring attention to it either.
Right. Just move on. Jesus Christ. People got their panties in a bunch, John.
Yeah.
Panties in a bunch.
But there was all that shit going on. And then, and then, you know, of course, people are ripping on each other. Instead of it being this one podcast being the focus, it became everybody else's opinion and whose opinion is right, whose is more logical.
That's all BS.
You know?
Just put your opinion out there and let the fans decide.
So it was like an emotional response from one guy and then a logical, common sense response from another guy. But then he attacked them personally. For having an emotional response.
That's an ad hominem. And we know about that because we took Philosophy 101.
Well, not me.
Ad hominem.
I just have the Philosophy for Dummies.
I can give you my Philosophy 101 book. It has all that stuff in there. Ad hominem, ad baculum.
I could tell you. I got stuff in my bag.
Modus tollens, molus pollens. Those are the forms of arguments. And there you have it.
I have two books in my bag. I have... Beyond Belief, The Secret Gospel of Thomas by Elaine Pagels.
Thomas Aquinas?
No. Thomas Aquinas.
You're a choir boy
and
compared to me.
I have the Oxford Dictionary of Philosophy.
That's nice. I can't even tell you what I'm reading right now. I'm in the middle of books.
I'm not reading anything.
Oh, I'm reading 1776 by McCracken? I don't know. But it's about the year 1776. And it's fascinating, John. Fascinating.
There's a section, Argumentum Ad. What the hell is the ad? Is that the argument?
Ad. It's the argument ad hominem, personal attack. It's the argument ad baculum.
Which with, is like dictatorship.
Yeah, Dick. Did you say what?
Dick. Aquinas, Thomas Aquinas, born in the castle of Roccasecca in the kingdom of Naples in southern Italy, into the family of the Counts of Aquino. Aquinas was brought up in the Benedictine monastery of Monte Cassino. At the age of 14, he was sent to complete his studies at the University of Naples.
Do you think you know bad?
What? What?
Do you think you know bad? You're a choir boy compared to me.
A choir boy.
A fucking choir boy.
I'm looking for the argumentums.
All right, then.
Here we go. Here we go.
All right.
Ad hominem. Attempting to disprove what a person holds by attacking the person. Less commonly, supporting a person's contention by praising the person. Or more generally, arguing in a way that may or may not be forceful against a particular person's position, but does not advance matters for those who do not hold that person's particular combination of beliefs.
Now, usually they say ad hominem is, it's not relevant, it's not valid.
But it is if the guy's a chimp.
Yeah, if the guy's George W., it's completely valid. Don't bother telling me what he says, because he's a chimp, okay? Born with a silver spoon up his ass. All right, John. Well, last podcast, we did something astounding. We had a top 10 list, our top 10 songs of since 1980.
Yeah.
And we've gotten a lot of feedback on that.
Yeah.
So I think we need to come up with other, maybe not top 10, because that took like an hour and a half. Maybe top 5 next time. But we need to come up with another top 5 John and Scott list. Do you have any ideas?
What?
Of a top 5 list. Top 10? Top 5 list?
Oh, I was thinking of movies.
All right, let's do of all time, since 1980, since 1990. What are we talking? What's our next homework
assignment? Mine would be the top 10 favorite movies. It wouldn't be of all time.
All right.
Because I'm not going to go... On Golden Pond was fantastic.
With Henry Fonda and Jane Fonda?
Yeah.
All right.
Mine would be like, you know, Die Hard.
Right.
Like
your top 10 favorite
shit
movies.
Did I watch 100?
My top 10 favorite movies we can watch over and over. That's the requirement. Right. We can watch them over and over, and I already have my number one. We can watch them over and over and over and over and over again and still get a kick out of them. All right, then. So our next assignment for next podcast is John and Scott's top 10 movies that we can watch over and over.
Right.
Very good. All right. Now, getting back to the last top 10 we had, the best songs.
Yeah.
I brought up, I don't know if I asked the question, I wonder what happened to Apollonia. Do you wonder what happened to Apollonia?
Yeah.
Because I have that information.
Do you? Do you now?
Would you like to hear it?
Do you now?
So after Purple Rain, right?
Purple Rain.
Prince and Apollonia did a duet on the song Take Me With You. Apollonia 6 had a hit with the song Sex Shooter. Remember that?
Yeah.
Sex Shooter. After that, a disagreement about her career path, Apollonia left Prince and his management. Prince told her she would never make it without him. Apollonia went on to do the TV movie Mystic Warrior, which has to be great. Prince asked Apollonia to star in the movie Under the Cherry Moon, but she declined, John.
She did.
Yeah. She moved on to star in the nighttime soap Falcon Crest for a 10-week guest appearance. She played herself. She played Apollonia, or she played Patty Cotero. That's her real name.
Oh, I did not know that.
She was also in Chips and the movie Heartbreakers, which was a gang movie. In 1988, she released her debut album. The two singles, Since I Fell For You and Mismatch, were 80s dance grooves, whatever that means. Apollonia starred in other movies, such as Back to Back with Bill Paxton, and I love Bill Paxton, my man.
Oh, yeah. He's
and
the best.
And Black Magic Woman with Mark Hamill. Well, that had to be like a tank. Bill Paxton, right.
Do you realize it's snowing in my room, goddammit?
from Weird Science.
Yeah. I got a bunch of them. Want to hear them?
All right.
I mean, the next thing you know, you'll be wearing a bra on your head.
Freeze.
Are they all from Weird Science?
I'm a moron, you know.
Yeah. Here's a good one.
How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
Would you like to hear Bill Paxton's, my favorite Bill Paxton line of all time?
Monkey dick.
Are you ready?
Dickweed.
No.
No.
Are you ready?
What?
Why don't you put her in charge? From Aliens. And that might be on my top 10 list, Mr. Morley.
Yeah.
In the early 90s, Apollonia was offered a role in the movie The Color Purple, but turned it down. So she hasn't really done much since then. She must be living off her royalties, you know, like Marty gets his check from BMI. But interesting, Carmen Electra and Apollonia are neighbors and very good friends.
Really?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool to party with Apollonia and Carmen Electra?
I did not know that.
That'd be hot.
That'd be totally hot.
Totally hot.
Totally hot.
So what do you got, John? What else? You got anything else?
We're doing this over at her place, baby. Oh, yeah. Let's dance. All right, then. That's the party over at Apollonia's house.
No doubt. When Carmen Electra has to come over.
And then a little.
No doubt. Speaking of hot chicks, John.
Speaking of hot chicks.
Jessica Biel named sexiest woman alive.
Oh. Oh.
Esquire names Elizabeth Town actress sexiest woman alive. Have you, do you know who Jessica Biel? Yeah, usually I don't get this effed up until the third part.
Yeah, I was telling you, she was in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the 1983, I think it was, 93 version.
Well, she dons the cover of November's Esquire as the latest nominee. You know who last year's nominee was, John?
No.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina, big puff lips.
The 23-year-old Biel, who began as a teenager on the family TV series Seventh Heaven, plays a supporting role on the upcoming Elizabethtown.
Nice.
And starred earlier this year in, do you know what I'm saying, John?
No, I don't.
Stealth, a movie you've seen.
Stealth. Uh-huh, yeah.
And commented on. How many Spiny Normans did you give Stealth?
I don't remember. One, two, three.
It seemed like it would be great having named Angelina Jolie sexiest woman of the year last year to try to come up with somebody who was on everyone's radar screen.
Put your ass.
But who was fresh. What does that mean? Angelina Jolie's like rancid? What are they saying there?
I don't know exactly what they're saying there.
It just seemed like a Jessica Biel moment. Okay, so the editor-in-chief, David Granger, is obviously a fag. The magazine also picks a woman for three older brackets, the Chinese actress Gong Lai, 39. The 47-year-old Sharon Stone, she's over. Put a fork in it. And Rene Russo, 51. I'd still do Rene Russo. You know, for the show. I mean, if she showed up at all.
Yeah.
I'd do her. But Sharon Stone, come on. She hasn't been happening for what, 15 years?
I saw Casino on like USA over the weekend, you know, and they say fuck a lot.
Oh, yeah. They say the fuck the most.
But they drop it out, you know? So it's so goddamn funny because it's like.
Oh, what did you see it on?
What the fuck?
That's a fabulous impression.
Where she pulls up in the driveway and smashes into his Cadillac with a Mercedes about 13 times. And then he comes out and he says to the cop, he's like, I don't want her in here, man. De Niro's like, I don't want her in the house. She's scaring me. She's violent. Look at her. And he's like just totally getting her pissed off. He's antagonizing her, and he's making these faces.
If you were Bobby D,
I was laughing my ass off at that scene.
Why wouldn't you just have her whacked? Why wouldn't you just have her disappear? What a fucking nightmare.
Because he wasn't like that, man.
He should have been. Joe Pesci would have had her whacked. But he went and got her blowjob from her.
Seen Joe Pesci stabs a guy in the neck with a pen in the bar. He just flips out, just starts stabbing him in the neck, and then starts kicking him in the head and all that. And then at the end where they just beat the shit out of him with the baseball bats.
Oh, yeah, that's brutal. Brutal, man. That's brutal. Hey, man, we do have a Joe Pesci prank phone call, if you want to play that. We can't take credit for this. I don't know. I have no idea where this came from. But this is Joe Pesci prank calling somebody.
Where the fuck you get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head? You said I'm bringing heat on you? I gotta listen to people because of your fucking shit? You're ordering me out? You better get your own fucking army, pal.
Who the fuck you talking to, motherfucker?
I don't want to bring this up, but you've been treating a lot of people with a lot of disrespect, even your own wife.
Motherfucker, you don't know me.
You're fucking lying. Don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.
You kiss my motherfucking nose.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
Jew?
You only exist out here because of me.
You suck my motherfucking ass.
I'm what counts out here. Not your fucking country clubs or your fucking TV shows.
I'll kick your man and motherfucking ass. You don't know me. What happened? You better go get the fuck back on the banana boat and kick some motherfucking mad ass. That's what you better do.
You're fucking lying. Don't ever go over my fucking head again. Motherfucker, you.
I'll knock your fucking head off with your shoulder.
And the shoulder.
Motherfucker.
Put my fucking money to sleep. You go get my money, or I'll put your fucking brain to sleep.
I tell you what, motherfucker. Come on, put it. I tell you what the fuck I'm at. Come on, put it. You don't put no motherfucking bad head to sleep.
You know I'm trying to put something really big together out here. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what the fuck.
If you're acting like this now, how can I depend on you?
Motherfucker, you. Don't call my fucking house with no bullshit. You just fucked up. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, what you could do is return my phone calls, though.
Some of a bitch.
You must be on a dive. You want a dive, motherfucker? Get you a gun and put it to your head and pull the trigger.
I didn't understand that guy.
Fucking head again, you motherfucker. You.
Your mama, motherfucker. That's your motherfucker.
I think, in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
I don't give a fuck what you do. Motherfucker.
You know, I don't know what it is, Sammy, but the more I talk to you, the more I feel like you just don't want to go along with me. Is that it?
You kiss my fucking black ass. That's what the fuck you do.
Yeah, at least you could do is return my phone calls.
Motherfucker, fuck you.
I'll be there in the morning. You can fucking try me.
You come, motherfucker, man, in the morning, motherfucker. You gonna cut my missus and ask you.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
Boy, you all fucking mad
if you call
some favor.
Why does he hang up?
Man, motherfucker.
No.
What people would you think I wasn't going to find out?
He keeps calling him a Jew.
Motherfucker, you know who you talking to, boy? You know who you fucking talking to? If you call my fucking house again, bitch, I'm going to tell you this. Your motherfucking ass will get locked up quick fast in the heartbeat. Don't call my fucking house no more. And I mean business, motherfucker.
I'm what counts out here. Not your fucking country club and your fucking TV shows.
You better go find your favorite to play with, okay? That's what the fuck you better do.
I think, in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
I wouldn't give a fuck what you do.
Tomorrow morning, I'll get up nice and early, take a walk down over to the bank, and walk in and see you. And if you don't have my money for me, I'll crack your fucking head wide open in front of everybody.
I tell you what, you still got to wait till tomorrow morning. Why don't you do it tonight, motherfucker? Tell me where to come, and I'll come on over there, and you get your opportunity to do it tonight.
You're fucking lying, don't...
good buddy motherfucker. What's wrong?
You know what I get calls from back home every fucking day? They think you went batshit?
What's wrong, faggot?
What's wrong?
I'm trying to reach you. You're tougher to get than the president.
Stupid motherfucker.
That's my rock.
Well, that's the call, man. That's it. That's a funny goddamn call by Joel.
Yeah, I'd like to take credit for that, but something I found on the web, and I brought it in.
Well, that's what those soundboards are good for,
you know. Just shut your big yapper! Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug. Well, la de frickin' da! And I live in a van down by the river.
So, John,
in the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
So, we're on iTunes.
Yeah.
You can find our podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
Do you know what song, the first song ever to reach 1 million commercial downloads? Do you know what that song is?
No.
Hollaback Girl.
Oh, my God.
By Gwen Stefani.
Really?
Is the first since the advent of commercial digital downloads. A record has passed the 1 millionth mark in download sales.
I'm your Hollaback Girl.
The song, former Billboard number one Hollaback Girl from Gwen Stefani's debut album, Angel.
McDonald's.
Stefani commented,
McDonald's.
It's always an honor to be recognized for your music, and this is really the coolest. It's exciting to see people embrace the song and really make it part of their lives, whether it's CDs, computers, or cell phones. It really is bananas, and I'd like to thank John and Scott of Total Talk Nonsense for promoting my song.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Yeah, it's gotta be. With that kind of power.
I got another quiz for you, John.
Another quiz.
Nicolas Cage had a baby.
Nick Cage.
And he named his baby. Do you know what he named it?
Yes, I do.
What is that name?
Kal-El.
Kal-El after?
The son of Jor-El.
Son of Jor-El. What the hell is Nicolas Cage thinking?
He's naming his kid after Superman.
All right. He's wacky enough to marry Lisa Marie Presley. He's on his fourth marriage? How many marriages has he had? I don't
know. Who
knows?
He thinks he's Elvis Presley.
Kal-El? Is that how you pronounce it?
Kal-El, yeah.
Is Superman's original kryptonite name before he was adopted by lowly earthlings kryptonite
name.
Jonathan and Martha Kent and renamed Clark Kent.
Yeah, Kal-El Kent.
In a world where celebrities insist on naming their kids Apple, Moxie Crime Fighter, Audio Silence, or Pilot Inspector, the Cages are really setting up Kal-El for failure, don't you think, John?
Oh, man. Poor Kal-El. Well, they could just call him Cal. Kal-El.
Cage, 41, met Kim, 21.
Well,
Kim.
Well, they call him Kal-El.
In a sushi restaurant.
How does he talk anyway? He's kind of like him.
And they married in July of the same year.
You know, I thought I'd call him Kal-El.
Cage has a 14-year-old son from a previous relationship with actress Christina Fulton.
Listen to you talk,
man. He has been married to Lisa Marie. You're not listening to me talk. You're listening to me read. And now that we, on last podcast, John, I promised that I would show you the stupidity of one Scott from Scott and John's Total Talk Nonsense. Are you
all
ready
right.
to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, now, before you play the clip,
yeah,
here is something I pulled out. This is just one example
you
of many.
Pulled it out.
I pulled out one of many examples. And play this clip, and I'm going to quiz you again. Where does the stupidity come in? Thank you.
Hold on. Let me get the clip here.
He's going to get the clip. Okay, so let me give you some background. Last podcast, I told in part three, I said, I will prove that I am stupid beyond a doubt, and I will bring a clip in next podcast, and here is the clip. As soon as John finds it, he's going to play the clip.
I went through them very quickly, and I probably pulled out about 20% of what I thought guys should know.
20%.
The other 70% should have been what gay guys should know.
All right. Did you get the stupid part?
Wait, let's listen to that again.
All right. I guess John didn't get it
this
time.
Let's get to listen. Let's
listen to it again.
Let's give it a listen. Hold on. I got to fix something here.
So I went through them very quickly, and I probably pulled out about 20% of what I thought guys should know.
20%.
The other 70% should have been what gay guys should know.
What about the other 10?
That's right, John. You got it. I said 20%, and I said 70%, which cute. Adds up to 90%, well, not 100%.
Well, I got to be just as stupid because I didn't even pick up on it that day. Well, let's do it again.
So I went through them very quickly, and I probably pulled out about 20% of what I thought guys should know.
20%.
The other 70% should have been what gay guys should know.
I'm so retarded. I'm not good with math. And next podcast, I'll bring in something that shows that I'm not good with English either.
Oh my God. What do you mean? That's like everything we say.
Right. But
it's total talk and reading nonsense.
Right. But I, over the weekend, I heard a fabulous total mangulation of the English language from yours truly, Scott, which I'll bring in next week.
That's fan-fucking-tabulous. Well, you know what? We got to run, dude.
All right, man.
We got to run because I got to piss.
All right. What are we at?
We're at 40. So 40. The first part is done.
All right. First part of episode 22, part one.
Yeah, one click away.
Complete.
Please.
Complete tutu.
Pretty please vote for us on podcastalley.com. Send us your thoughts to TTN.
Yeah, because we want to get ahead of the fags, right? Yeah. Feast of Fags or whatever they call their show.
TTN at TotalTalkNonsense.com. And
or check out our forum. If you got a comment,
check it out.
Post it there. Or you can email us at TTNTotalTalkNonsense.com. That was
awesome. You're listening to John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.